Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Joined by Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call-in brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Doing good, boys. How you doing?
What's up, big man?
Doing good. Sick of talking to us already? I mean, it's been so many weeks. I imagine Tuesday at 4 o'clock, you look at your phone and you think to yourself, what are they going to ask me this time? Are you over it? Or are you ready for another one?
You know, I forgot that I had it, but my wife reminded me. You know? I forgot that I had it. I was like, no, I think I'm free.
No.
I think I'm free. She was like, not quite.
Not quite.
Well, thank you, Miss Nikki, for keeping Jordan's schedule in shape.
Yes, we appreciate it.
In all seriousness, my man had a charity event last night he had to go to after his show.
Oh, really? That's why you're dressed
so
nice.
Yeah, man. He's nonstop, man. Yeah. Just the Walter Payton Man of the Year right here. He is, man. No, you are. Seriously.
Just doing what needs to be done, I guess.
There you go. last couple weeks against the Raiders and against Washington, you had mentioned that you felt like some of the things that you had put in there in the running game and those sorts of things you were building and everybody was on the same page. Did you feel any of that progression, regardless of what the numbers looked like? Did you feel more of that progression against the Bills?
In parts of the game, yes. In parts of the game, 100% felt that. I think in most of the game, the communication breakdown and execution breakdown really shot ourselves in the foot there. And so it didn't really quite look like the last couple of weeks. But definitely think that we did do what we set out to do in the first 2 weeks against the Raiders. Washington, and then even heading into this game, we did execute on some things that, you know, that we have been building on. But at the end of the day, it comes down to execution. And so, you know, that's where we shot ourselves in the foot and didn't quite look like the last couple of weeks.
At the risk of sounding stupid or trying to whittle things down to make them sound more simple than they are, the communication thing, in that, like, largely, it's mostly the same players out there as last year. Same head coach, KP, new coordinator, but was with the team. What is, if you could figure out what the communication issues, like what is causing those things? Why does that happen?
Well, you have the 12th man. That is a huge factor when you play away games. That's why home games are a massive advantage. That extra layer of communication that you have to, you know, figure out who the point is and then echo that communication across even all 11, all 10, all 9. We'll say all 9 up front. And, you know, some players, the QB and running back too, they need to know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just that 12th man. And then, you know, it's breaking the huddle. The same things that we've talked about all year, you know.
Yeah.
Just, I thought we did a great job, you know, this game of getting to the line as line quick and trying to get through those calls as fast as we can. Definitely could do a better job. We'll be in emphasis again to continue to emphasize that during the week. And you know, simple things like walkthrough too. You can actually emphasize that as well. So, yeah.
I tell you, watching the game, Jay, the crazy thing is I thought the first half, man, I thought you guys did a wonderful job. Yeah. I'm assuming you executed the way you wanted to. You had the running game working. Jalen was hitting stuff on third downs, and you got a 13-0 lead. You get to that second half. Was it more – did Buffalo make changes? I guess I'm speaking particularly about the running game or what have you. Did they make some changes, or is it – back to the execution thing with us. Was it more of them or more of us while we weren't very good in the second half?
I thought, in all honesty, it was an us thing.
Okay.
I really do think that, and it comes down to the, you know, when they say the X and the nose, to me, it comes down to execution. Mm-hmm. So I think Buffalo was still the same team that they were in the first half. Like you said, I thought 100% we did some great things and we were looking really hot, you know, in that first half. And then coming into the second half, you're looking for that spark. You're looking for that play to kind of ignite mm-hmm. the drive and ignite the, you know, get the ball going or put some points on that'll help. And so we just never really got to that. Never really got to that play, or never really had that play in the second half to really get us going. And I think you look back, it's sort of the same thing again. Not executing on first and second down. Now you're in a clear pass down with third and long, which we were pretty much in the whole second half, just in third down and long. So, you know, clear pass situations, and you can't really, expect to move the ball if you keep doing that, if you're not executing on the first and second downs.
So I would say this, right? The last, 10 quarters, right, 2.5 games, I thought you guys had certainly turned that corner coming off that 3-game losing streak where the offense looked like it was at least complementary in the run game and the passing game. Don't get too frustrated. It's one half, we can get it fixed and get things going again going into the postseason. That's all I'm saying. I don't want you to get too frustrated. You guys had been doing a lot of good things the last couple of games.
Oh, trust me. I'm going to celebrate the good things that we did.
Yeah.
There's too much negativity. But at the same time, we're doing things to help, again, fix this going in, having confidence, and just knowing what our bread and butter is, man. You know, it's just really going in there and making sure that all the guys know, that we still got a lot of ball ahead of us, and Lombardi's still there.
Mm-hmm.
He's still there for us. So
I know you're not going to tell us, because we don't know yet, but have you been told whether starters are playing Sunday or not? Like, do you know?
Mate, I haven't been told that news. So
okay.
You probably find out before me, mate.
Wow.
That shouldn't happen.
You probably find out before me.
That could be a communication issue. Yeah.
You know, I'm not on social media anymore. I'm sure someone will leak something, and you guys will know before me. And when I rock up tomorrow at work, we'll find out what's going on.
If we find out, we'll let you know. How about that?
Yeah, we'll shoot you a note.
Send me a text. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Last question, Jordan. You know, we look on the internet, you see like quarterbacks getting their offensive lines gifts. You know, I saw necklaces somewhere. Yeah. And did.
By the way, I don't ever remember the D line buying linebackers anything or the secondary getting linebackers anything. I don't ever remember that happening.
did you guys get a gift from Jalen?
We did. We actually got a golf simulator.
Oh, wow.
It's a great gift, I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
It's a great gift.
So
I know you play.
Yeah.
You play a little bit. Who else? Does Landon play?
Landon, Cam.
Okay.
Fred plays a little.
Okay.
Get into it, but he's I don't know. Maybe he's just too big.
Is Lane a golfer? Does Lane play?
Lane plays too.
Okay.
There you go.
Lane can play because he's an athletic freak. He doesn't have the bug, but he can play. Who else we got in that room? The same as
Steen. Did you say Steen?
Steen, not really.
Okay.
Steen's not really.
Listen, it seems like it's going to be a gift that's going to be used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Well, I mean, listen, Carson bought everybody shotguns one year. I don't think that was a good gift. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm glad that I didn't get a shotgun.
Hold on, were you here for that? Hold on. Were you here for that, Jordan?
No, that was the year of the Super Bowl, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the year of the first Super Bowl.
Oh, well, and growth from Jalen, because a couple years ago, Jalen was not a golfer or whatever,
right.
And now he
that's right. Now he's buying golf gifts, yes.
Yeah, well, that hanging out with Jordan.
Hold on. You guys got golf carts last year. Right, you got the golf carts,
and not simulator,
and not the golf carts I ride around in playing golf. You guys got like real live golf carts, some nice ones, and now you got simulators, man.
Wow, that's a good gift.
Nice, I think next year the clubs are coming.
I think if we stick with the trend,
yeah,
that sounds about right.
That's right.
All right, Jordan.
The clubs are expensive.
expensive, man.
They are expensive, man. Yeah.
Well, thank you for everything this year, and look forward to having some playoff weeks to have you on here. Unfortunately, you have to talk to us again, but and good luck on Sunday. You're going to play, right?
Cheers, boys. Hey, whatever happens,
okay.
I want to play.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
And fairness to Jordan, he wanted to play last year to break the record.
Right, yes.
So, yes, he's a guy that wants to play.
Yes. All right, Jordan.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
Yep.
There he is, the great Jordan Mailata. Golf Simulator is a good gift, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I'm not a golfer, but that sounds pretty cool.
It does. And I guess these guys live in, well, especially O-linemen, they probably live in big enough homes.
Oh, but they can bring the golf simulator.
Yeah. You can put the simulator in there.
A little different than where we're living, I think. Something would suggest they're probably not the best short game guys. You know, they could probably launch the ball.
Oh, right. Yeah, but, I would imagine a little touch.
I don't know if they're touchmen.
Yeah. I mean, you're much smaller. You got a bad short game. I saw it live in person.
God. I know.
Yeah, I don't know what the size.
Imagine being 6'8", 300 and some pounds. I don't know if they got great touch.
So the Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists were announced for 2026.
I made the list.
You're not on there. Yeah.
Real disrespectful to the special teamers. Because you know that fraud up in New England's going to get in, right? Marcus Slater or the Slater? Matthew Slater?
Yes, Matthew Slater, yeah.
Yeah, you were basically Matthew Slater.
Oh, he might have been a little better. I give him credit. He might have been a little better. And I think he did like 16 years.
You know, the one name I always look for, just because I worked with him and because his stats were unreal on the time he played, is Tiki. I wonder if Tiki ever gets a shot.
I've always said Tiki certainly should be on this short list.
Tiki's stats are unbelievable.
Especially ahead of Frank Gore.
Yes.
I'm sick of Frank Gore.
Frank Gore had a longer... He didn't have the peak that Tiki had.
That Tiki had,
yes.
Yeah.
Tiki had like a 5-year run there where...
Tiki not being there for the Super Bowl is the...
That's the only thing that hurts.
That crushes him, yeah. Yep. So here are the finalists. Willie Anderson, do you think? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Drew Brees, his first year.
Yes.
That's an easy yes.
Yeah.
Jari Evans?
You know, Jari, a local kid too, by the way.
From?
Bloomsburg.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. He plays guard, so it may be a little harder. Pause.
Yep.
But he definitely has an argument to be in there. I mean, guys like Will Shields went in. The other guy that's on that list, Marshall Yonder, he was a guard as well, I believe. Baltimore.
And I think he'd go in before Jari.
Yeah, you think so?
I feel like he's always talked about as the best guard in football for the good stretch.
Yeah.
Frank Gore on the list, as we said.
Yeah, he gets in.
Larry Fitzgerald is a Hall of Famer. I don't know if it's first ballot, but he's a Hall of Famer, right? Torrey Holt and...
Should already be in there.
Yeah, Torrey Holt's on the list. Luke Kuechly. Feels like a Hall of Famer.
You know what? He definitely would have been a Hall of Famer. You know what? They didn't penalize Patrick Willis. I think Patrick Willis got in the Hall of Fame.
He did.
And Patrick Willis retired early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so did Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
But Luke Kuechly was on a trajectory of a Hall of Fame linebacker.
Yeah.
And he retired for health reasons, the concussion. So he may not be a first ballot, but yeah, he can get in. Yeah.
Eli's on again. Eli will get in at some point.
This is Eli's second or third year.
Second time, I believe.
Just begging to keep him out. Just keep him out.
How you going to keep Eli Manning
out
of the Hall of Fame?
Because he's not a Hall of Famer. He had two great games and two good runs. He's a 500 quarterback. Like, in a modern age, you cannot be a 500 quarterback.
Quarterback wins are not
still
a stat.
I don't. In this case, it is. It does matter. He's a 500 quarterback.
He's a Manning also.
I don't give a... I know.
Yeah.
Was he ever consistently thought of as one of the five best quarterbacks in football?
Never.
I mean, he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer, right?
I think there's a fair argument for it.
Yeah.
He does have those two rings.
Do you think if he had those two rings in a different city other than New York, he would be considered?
Good, or that's
if,
fair.
If his last name wasn't Manning?
That's fair.
Does Plunkett have two?
Yep.
Plunkett has two.
He's the only one with two that's not in.
But he didn't win MVP in those. Did he?
That's a good question. No, because Marcus Allen won it in one.
Because Eli, is he 2-time Super Bowl MVP?
I think so.
Starting to remind me of someone.
Well, and to be honest with you.
That's why you got to be anti-Eli.
Eli's Super Bowl runs were better than Peyton Manning's.
Yes.
100%.
I mean, that second ring Peyton Manning got, he got carried to the Super Bowl.
He, I mean, even the first one.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Sure.
That game against the Bears, I mean, it was not.
I agree.
You know.
I agree.
Dude, 2013 Eli Manning, 18 touchdowns, 27 picks.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Listen, all I'm saying is there's a strong argument that he should be in there. I think he eventually gets in.
I think he gets
in. Was he better than Phillip Rivers?
No.
No. Was he better than Matt Ryan?
No.
No. I don't
Matt Ryan
so.
Won MVP.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Oh. I think he's Flacco. But at least Flacco had some big passing years.
Was Eli Manning better than Matt Ryan?
No. No.
He never had Julio Jones.
Dude, Eli had 30-plus passing touchdowns 3 times in his career. 3. He played since 2004 to 2019.
I guess I wasn't that big of a Matt Ryan guy.
I'm not even a big Matt Ryan guy either. I just hate Eli. There's no way the guy's a Hall of Famer. Like, Jalen will have a better Hall of Fame resume than
well, because he wins a lot.
I know. I would much rather have Jalen in there than Eli. Much rather. Mm. He's not a Hall. He's a 500 quarterback.
Like Spike's like, hold on now.
Yeah, it's not getting crazy.
I mean, he made two. I mean, that throw to Manningham in that second Super Bowl.
He got bailed by David Tyree.
Sure.
Well, hold on.
What about the fact he escaped?
Congratulations.
They had him sacked.
Sling it.
That was the 17-0. Was 18-0 or 17-0? 18-0 Patriots.
In the playoffs. Yeah.
He took down Tom Brady twice.
Okay, Nick Foles. Put him in. I mean, Nick Foles is 1-0.
Tom Brady probably still can't sleep knowing he lost to Eli Manning and Nick
twice.
Foles.
Yeah.
At least he beat Goff.
Adam Vinatieri, Terrell Suggs. Vinatieri's a yes, right?
I would say so.
Suggs?
Yes. Maybe not a first ballot guy, but yeah.
Reggie Wayne?
Yeah, I'm surprised Reggie Wayne's not it, but I would go Torrey Holt before Reggie Wayne. Yeah.
Kevin Williams?
Kevin Williams, defensive end, Rams?
Yes. Defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle?
Vikings. Maybe played for the Rams, too.
Oh, I do remember Kevin Williams. No, he was with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Well, considering I got the team wrong and everything, obviously he's not that memorable to me.
Yeah. Two more. Jason Witten.
Yeah, I think Jason. He's a compiler.
Yeah.
Like, he caught passes.
He was pretty reliable, but I don't know if that makes you a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know,
he wasn't. He was never a Tony Gonzalez type of
tight
end.
Right.
He
was a normal tight end.
Would you take Antonio Gates or Jason Witten?
Probably Gates. I'm trying to think of like
Gates got in.
Yeah.
Just passed.
Witten will get in, but like Gronk better.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Tony Gonzalez.
Gronk is the second best tight end ever.
Yeah. Do you think Kelsey's better than him?
Yes.
Interesting. I was always a Gronk head.
Yeah, only thing, man, Gronk, he gave his body up for the game.
Yeah, he did?
He gave his body. I like Gronk. I like the physical part of Gronk, but Kelsey is. I think Travis Kelsey was better.
And then finally, Darren Woodson, which feels like a yes.
I think Woodson should already be in.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that position, tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, 215-592.
No Eagles, huh?
No Eagles.
Did we have anybody that, because that's the final, that's the yeah.
Shady was the only one that I think would have been eligible.
Oh, and he didn't make the final cut, huh?
Yeah. And then we don't know if Phillip Rivers would have been on this list.
He would have been, yeah.
Yeah. Now he is pushed back 5 years, so 2031, because he was able to get in there and play. He did for a 44-year-old who was right off the beach, I thought he did a great job.
He certainly surprised me.
And he could barely even throw the ball more than 15 yards, and he was figuring it out.
It shows muscle memory.
And I think a giant gut. He looked like he was pregnant.
Dude, I told you, he looked like somebody that's playing in a movie, a movie character playing in a movie.
It shows how much that position, the thinking part of the position, how far it can get you, you know?
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will have another great moment.
I got two
moments from 2025 from the WIP Afternoon Show, and a New Year's Eve check-in from Tommy Down the Shore, I believe, is coming up as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything you need. Serve up the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands that you have to run, guess what? Grab some high-protein Dietz nuts. meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com for a retailer.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules and
I hate this song so much.
It's the best, man.
Oh, I hate it.
So much to do, so much to see, so much wrong with taking the back streets. You'll never know if you don't blow. You'll never shine if you don't glow.
Hey now,
come on, man.
Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is your 430 90s. It is Smash Mouth All-Star. So I have a very, very specific memory of this song, which...
I was going to say it must have triggered something for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hate it. It is like, it's one of my least favorite songs of all time. I just hate it with all of my being.
Did it ever get on...
Did you notice beforehand, Fritz?
So... No.
Okay.
I actually thought he would have been like, nice trip down memory lane, Smash Mouth, All-Star, had a moment. That's not what happened.
It did have a moment. I do have a memory of it. It is from the same, I think it was the same moment. So we played it on WYSP. We shouldn't have been playing it. It was a mistake by our program director, Neil Mursky, to be able to be playing Smash Mouth.
Oh, it's good you're naming names.
Well, I'm sorry. It was just like, we're a rock station. We shouldn't, it was too tough. We were too, so anyway,
okay.
We're at a live broadcast at a Metallica concert. And in between when we would talk on the air, we would just play the songs from and that song came on. And I'll never forget some Metallica fans standing in front of our broadcast booth as we played Smash Mouth's All-Star going, "This sucks! Turn it off! It sucks!" but I believe it was the same day that I saw Steve Everett, former Eagle Steve Everett, at the Metallica concert.
My former teammate.
And Steve Everett was... I mean, probably the drunkest I've ever seen a human being. And he came up to me and he goes, "You work here, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "You're better than all these guys." I'm like, "Okay." And he punches me in the arm and he goes, "You should kill all of them."
Like, seriously?
I don't know. And all I know is he had pit tickets up front. And he was...
He said, "You should kill all of them?"
Yes. And he had pit tickets up front. And all I know is Steve Everett was on the injured list later on that week. So I don't know if it happened to Metallica or not.
Wow.
But that it could have happened. And the mood that Steve Everett was in that... The Eagles had psychotic... Their offensive linemen now are... Like, clean cut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nowhere. When I first got here, my rookie year, that was my rookie year.
Dude, Wellborn, psycho. Brzezinski, psycho. Yep. Steve Everett, psycho. what's his name? Wasn't quite. He seemed like a psycho, though, a more well put together psycho.
Runyon. Oh, he was definitely
psycho on the field.
Yes. He was definitely more put together.
These other guys were the true psycho because they would hang out at the YSP stuff all the time.
No, Steve's older than John because they both went to Michigan.
Okay,
I was wondering did their paths crossed. Maybe they did. I don't know, but Runyon was similar to Steve, but not. As wild as Steve.
That was a wild fella. So that is my memory of that night. All right, 30 past every hour, we are playing Memories from 2025 from the WIP Afternoon Show. Now, Jack said he has two for us here. We don't know what they are. So what is the first one here?
So the first one, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago when, usually the day before, the Friday before a game, we have Rios on. And we play the Rocky song, and he gets all fired up, and it's an all-timer. Well, Rios decided to not request the music this time, and this is how it went.
"I believe in all of y'all, but stop this sucker stuff. Hurts, do what you told John Gruden before you got drafted. What was that thing you told him? You said, 'I just want to get freaky.'
All right.
Let him get freaky. Gentlemen. If I took too much time,
no,
it's
all
no, no, no,
you're fine, brother. Yes.
I'm look, man. If anybody, just one more thing. If anybody want a bunny hop like that sucker bunny that was in the locker room, then get the hell off the Eagles. Because this is for thick skin. This is for real Philadelphia. This ain't for the people who like, you get the people who like, oh, all they want is teams to win. Oh,
right,
yeah.
All right,
I'm,
all right,
a, I'm
all
an
right.
Oklahoma City fan.
Rios.
Yes. All right. Y'all can ask me questions. Let me do it.
No,
I'm with it. Let me
tell
you. I'm
a
dumb. Yeah.
That's about, you know, the
6 minutes in,
7 minutes into the phone call.
Yeah, y'all can ask me questions. Go ahead. And I had never noticed, sometimes I don't know if it is coming through on the air when I'm making little noises. For the entire final 90 seconds of that call, I'm saying, all right, enough. Y'all can ask me questions.
Yep. To make it go longer. Now Rios has bounced back. We're back to playing the music.
Yeah,
getting in the rhythm.
Yeah,
but it was a funny moment.
Yeah,
and the second one I want to play is when we had Paul Jolovitz in for debate day.
Oh,
and he cooked Spike.
He did not cook me.
Listen to this back and forth.
How would you have turned Joel Embiid and what he had into a championship?
I'd be a better GM than Daryl Morey. No. I'll tell you that right now. You can say that, but you don't
have an answer because people like you.
You don't have an answer to what Daryl Morey's done. He's won
more games than any general manager in the last 20 years.
No one cares. I care. Well, you shouldn't.
You just we're the champion. Like it's some magical bean you can grow.
Well, it's a bean you better grow if you want to have real estate. The only way you win
a championship in the NBA is with a top 5 to 7 player.
And Joel Embiid's not?
But how do you... Yes.
And he extended him 2 years. The guy's injured.
And you had to extend him.
No, there was no choice.
Then you have to trade him.
No, you did not.
Yes, you do. You don't understand the NBA.
You don't understand sports.
Of course, you just don't get the NBA,
yeah,
Jolly.
Yeah, I get the NBA.
No,
I get everything about the NBA.
All you do
you
is
don't,
cry.
You win games.
Oh, I
no
could
one
be
cares
better.
You win games.
I could be better. Okay, so you're the general manager of the Sixers right now. What do you do?
I don't know what I do. But what an answer. I'm not paid to be the general manager,
Josh,
Spike.
Somebody get Josh Harris on the phone.
So lame, Spike.
What would you do?
That's the Daryl Morey thing. What would you do?
No, it's not mine to do. You're the one that said you could be the general manager.
So I have to do it instantly in 5 seconds?
No.
Give me time. Give me one thing.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Oh, wow, I forgot about that.
That was pretty heated. That was from debate week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty heated one.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, if the only analysis you have to do is whether somebody won a championship or not, and they're good or bad, that seems like our show should be very quick.
Very simple. You know? Very simple. I know this is a little impromptu.
Yeah.
What do you got?
But...
You have another one?
Well, it got me thinking about Jolly's year in review.
Oh, wow.
I think these are my two favorite Jolly moments of the year. Here's the first one.
Andrew Painter, by the way, will be Paul Skeens. He's that good.
I hope you're... I mean, are you kidding me?
Tommy John, Paul Skeens. I don't think Paul Skeens had Tommy John, did he?
I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge, no.
He's got his girlfriend, but whatever. Livy, what's her last name?
Livy Dunn. Dunn.
Livy Dunn, yeah. She's so hot. She is. You guys think she's not?
No, I don't disagree, Jolly.
Yep. It's just, he's 9 feet tall. She's 4 feet tall, but... Yeah.
Yep.
So there's that.
Wait. So once he realized Paul Skeens didn't have Tommy John, he just went to a whole new topic.
Yeah, yes. You got to dodge and weave. And then who can forget?
She's so hot.
She's so hot.
She's young enough to be your granddaughter.
Yes, yeah. And then who could forget this magical moment?
Think of, I'm 12-1 in my last 13 bets in college, Jason. I'm hot as fire. Give you Arizona State -3 over BYU. Did you bet him?
No, I didn't know that you gave that out.
Put it on Twitter about 6 times this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, since I can't see right now, I can't go on Twitter.
Sorry about that, buddy. Hopefully everything's good for you. But we had Arizona State today.
Hold on. Hold up. Did I hear that right? The guy said he couldn't see.
He's blind.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Jolly doesn't care. Sorry to hear about that, but I did have Arizona State. You should get someone to read my Twitter to you.
Hot as fire?
Yeah. I'm 12-1 in my last 13. I'm hot as fire.
Hold on. Was that Bam?
I put that. No, that was not
somebody
Bam.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
It was and not Jolly Bam. Just blew through that stop sign with no problem.
Didn't care. Didn't care. Not my problem.
Think of I'm 12-1 in my last 13 bets in college, Jason. I'm hot as fire. Gave you Arizona State -3 over BYU. Did you bet them?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that you gave that out.
Put it on Twitter about 6 times this week.
Oh yeah. Well, since I can't see right now, I can't go on Twitter.
Sorry about that, buddy. Hopefully everything's good for you. But we had Arizona State today.
Yeah. Jolly returned in 2025, man.
Oh, dude, man. Yeah.
Jolly's rocking New Year's Eve tomorrow night.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh,
are we going to get another countdown?
Another countdown.
Forgot about the countdown.
Now Jack's looking for the countdown. Before I do the Twitter question, do you want to find the Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe that Elliott Shore Parks will be able to do 100 straight push-ups by the end of 2026?
If he trains all year.
84.3% say no.
Wow, not much confidence.
100 push-ups, tough. Man.
That's in a row, yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
But wait, we're giving him a whole year to do it.
I did find it.
Okay.
Yeah, here
go
we go.
Go ahead.
Why don't we count it down here? 17, 16, 15, 14, around the world, people count it down everywhere, obviously at different times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2023 from all of us at Sports Radio 94 WIP. We love you.
There it is.
A beautiful message.
Yeah. Hopefully he just does that again tomorrow night.
Oh,
I do think the underrated thing in the Livy Dunn clip is the interaction with Fran. And was Alex there as well?
That was Buzz.
Oh, it was Buzz?
Oh, was that Buzz?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just having to... You have to interact there. Yeah,
they don't know where to go with it.
They don't know what to do.
She's younger than them.
Yes. Yeah.
Did she really say she's hot?
She's so hot.
She's so hot.
And it's not just the words. It's the voice inflection.
Yes. He's feeling it.
She's so hot.
Yeah. He was in a different place for those 2 seconds. That was the place he was in.
She's so hot.
215-592-9494. Good selection there, Jack. Aaron in San Diego. I'm going to regret this. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Buenos tardes, Philadelphia.
You're a white guy.
Jack, happy belated holidays to you and your family.
Thank you.
Spike.
Yeah.
You know... Deep down, I believe you're a good person.
I am a good person.
You know, and in fact, we've met in person at McGurk's, and yep. I know you're a nice guy.
I am.
But I got 2 things for you.
Okay.
The first thing, I think you got to be in Blue Jeans Larkin's back pocket.
Lakin.
You know, butter him up.
No, he calls him Larkin on purpose.
To a few more dinners, lunches.
Okay.
Because... you know, I think that Broads is the chosen one, the Sky Marshal, the field general.
Mm. I always rub my stick. You know,
we'll see. We'll see.
Broads in 50. Well, if you look, Broads in 50 started it was 50 seconds, right?
Yep.
And then a couple weeks later, it went to a minute and a half.
Yep.
And then it went to 3 minutes and then 5 minutes. I mean, now we're at a whole segment of Broads. And I got to tell you, I don't know what the ratings were like on the Jalen Hurts appreciation show, but all I know is I couldn't get in. I tried for 4 hours to get on. I could not get on.
Oh, well, that's definitely indicative of whether it was good or not. Well, we'll have to see.
Well, don't worry. Broad's coming up at 6 o'clock. His lead is he actually loved the way Jalen played on Sunday.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. Yeah. We'll see how that works out for him, Aaron.
As far as the topic of today, you know, on the defensive end, I think you can, you know, kind of mix and match. And if guys need rest, you know, rest them, you know, but, you know, you can put second teamers in there. But the offense is a all or nothing thing because the one position group that needs rest, and it's obvious by the penalties, by the footwork, by the arm, they're trying to block with their arms instead of their bodies. The offensive line absolutely positively needs a rest.
Well, then you have to. Well, then you have to rest Jalen and Saquon. Because
that's exactly the point. Because you can't put your quarterback in there, you know, with Pryor and you know those other guys trying to block for him. You can't. You got to rest Barkley. You got to rest Hurts. Devontae could probably play. AJ, I don't think AJ needs to prove anything. So, I mean,
oh, he got his 1,000.
Yeah.
If it's a you know win and we're in, then that's one thing. But it's there's. You know, you win, and then you need some other things to happen.
You just need one thing to happen. It all that has to happen is Detroit has to beat the Bears. That's it.
I would like to see you know the some of the second teamers get some work. You know, give the guys a rest. This offensive line, you know, has played through the Super Bowl. They've had a crazy schedule this year. Our bye was earlier in the year. It would have been nice if it was at the midpoint or later in the year, but I think we could use the rest. And do you guys, Spike,
yep.
Even though, you know, you give me a hard time.
Yep. You might be I don't know you well, but it's certainly possible you're a good guy. I think you are just one of the worst callers I've ever heard. But as a guy,
wow.
As a guy, I like you. You seem like a very nice guy when I met you. But the calls are just, they are like I'd rather take screwdrivers and drive them into my own ears.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Spike,
yeah. What's that?
Is you know you might be one of the worst hosts in sports talk history.
Yes.
You know the
Ooh,
way
boy.
That you demean people and the yes. way that you're mean to people. Mm-hmm. I listen for solely one reason and one reason only. That's Jack Fritz.
Okay.
And Ike Reese.
Oh well, that's two reasons.
Have a happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
A beautiful holiday message.
Yeah. Just one of the worst callers of all time. Just wow. Really just. Just awful. I mean, just atrocious. Bottom of the barrel caller. Good guy. Good guy.
I do enjoy his
good
bit.
Guy, though.
Good guy. Good guy. But just, you know, really just has no idea of what to do once the phone. I mean, he's got his Good Morning Vietnam thing he does at the beginning and then afterwards. Let's go to a great caller. There's a legendary caller, Hall of Fame caller. It's Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
No way, yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank Ike Reese and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, Mike. Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack. New Year's Eve,
Fanoni
business, baby.
Oh, yeah. New Year's
What's up, Tommy?
What's up, Tommy? New Year's Eve coming up. You must have felt, well, I wonder how you did feel about the win over the Bills.
Well, I was thinking, like, listen, wasn't pretty, right? It wasn't pretty, but we got the job done. The defense is sensational, right? Sensational. The offense, I'm a little concerned, right? I think we're all a little concerned, right?
Yep.
Little concerned. But listen, I believe in Jalen and Nick and all the coaches and the playmakers. Let's just say it's not maximum baloney business just yet, but it's like medium baloney. And by the postseason, we'll make it full baloney. You know what I mean?
Well, they're going to need full baloney to win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. I'm still confident they can do it.
I think so, too. I think so, too. So, you know, this will be your last call of 2025. You always present us with something that you're working on. Do you have one final 2025 idea for us?
Absolutely. This is a special one. You guys may remember this idea I had, the Delicatessen Detective.
Yes.
Ah, legendary one.
Yes, we all know about Delicatessen Detective. Yes.
Well, I got a new episode idea that I would love to share with you gentlemen, because this is the most exciting episode yet. This is chapter 3.
Okay.
So in a previous episode, right, I investigated some different deli meat robbers and criminals, right? For example, in episode 1, it was Bobby the Baloney Bandit.
Yes.
He stole all the baloney in the tri-state area, remember?
Yep, it was a big problem.
That's right. Episode 2, I investigated Henry the Ham and Cheese henchman. He's an Englishman. He stole all the Queen's ham. Remember that?
I do remember he stole all the creamed ham. Yes.
That's right.
And you solved that. Yes.
Right, at Buckingham Palace. Remember?
Oh, yes. Where was it?
At Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
I had to investigate.
And what's going to happen in Chapter 3?
Well, Chapter 3, these two deli meat robbers joined forces with Glenn the Gobbledoom Goblin, right? He, in a future episode, but I investigated him during the infamous Gobbledoom disappearances of 2019. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So these three guys, they're coming to rob me because I got this very exclusive, very prestigious collection of rare cured deli meats, right? And that's what they do. They're deli meat robbers, right? So they join forces, and they're not violent or nothing, but they're very clever, and they're very sneaky. And when they come to my place, they leave olive oil all over the place. So when I try to chase them, I keep slipping and sliding, and they get away. You know what I mean?
Hold on, what and is it?
Olive oil. Olive oil. You know what I mean? And so this is kind of the running theme in this episode, because every time they discovered a way to weaponize olive oil. Every time I chase them, they shoot me with bazookas and lasers filled with olive oil. Two-thirds of this episode is me just running and diving and slipping and sliding and all. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a hit.
Right?
Sounds kind of sexy.
That's going to be a hit, right? Yeah, this is a sexy episode.
It's
a dramatic episode, but it's very sexy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It does sound like if you have a love interest, maybe she gets stuck in the olive oil as well.
We're chasing them together. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I gotta add that to like the script. You know what I mean?
And it's a good thing you're using olive oil instead of baby oil.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
we don't want to go there.
There, right? You know what I mean? There's a very big difference. Olive oil is different. You know what I mean?
You never
olive
went to oil. Any of those parties, did you? Did
absolutely he not.
Okay,
I was
all
never
right.
invited. Thank goodness, and I wouldn't have gone either way. You know what I mean?
All class.
Before we get to your prediction, do you have, man. You know, a lot of people have New Year's resolutions. Do you have any New Year's resolutions for 2026?
I got like multiple resolutions, right? To keep bringing joy to the world, to
yep.
keep enjoying life, you know what I mean? Keep improving. And most importantly, to dance like a lunatic, you know what I mean? Because we're going to have this dance recital. I got to be ready. So the main resolution for 2026 is enjoy life and dance like a lunatic.
Wow. That's a great, I think if everyone followed that.
Dance like a lunatic.
Yeah. If everyone just promises in 2026 that they're going to make sure to enjoy life and dance like a lunatic, we'd all be much happier.
This would be a much, much more beautiful world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody just dance like a lunatic. That's my advice to everybody.
Just real quick, the episode 2 of Delicatessen Detective, where did it take place again?
In Buckingham Palace.
Okay, all
right. Where the queen lives. Where the queen lives.
Right. So Sunday, we actually don't know if the starters are playing or not. Are you able to give us a prediction for Sunday's game, not knowing who's going to be on the field?
Absolutely. Well, I think they should play. I think the starters should play just to keep some rhythm. You know what I mean? And also, if the Bears lose, we get the second seed, right?
If the Bears lose and we win, yep.
That's right. So to me, it's worth it. And I just got to say one thing. Did the coach of the Commanders start crying like a crybaby because we did a 2-point conversion in the previous game?
Dan Quinn said we'd see him in 2 weeks. We'll see him in 2 weeks. That's what he said.
He's like threatening us. That's preposterous. And for that reason, whether the starters play reserves or some combination of the two, we are going to annihilate these stinking Commanders. It's going to be more lopsided than the first time. I'm saying 42-7 first.
Whoa, 42-7. Covering the number.
Absolutely. Demolition derby.
All right. Wow. Well, do you have any plans for New Year's Eve, Tommy?
Probably nothing set in stone, but probably just find a club, do some dancing, eat some hoagies. Eat some hoagies, do some dancing. That's
there you
it.
Go.
What you need.
Just
you know
a normal Wednesday night for you.
Just like everybody. Yeah, exactly. It's no big deal. You know what I mean? I dance and eat hoagies all the time. You know what I mean? But it'll be ushering in the new year.
Well, what a great year of joy you've given us, Tommy, with all of your ideas, with all of your joy, with all of your dancing. I just think it's been an excellent year, and I'm only hoping for an even better 2026 for you, Tommy.
That's right.
Gentlemen, it's such a pleasure, such a pleasure. Here's the beautiful things in 2026. 2025 was great. 2026 is going to be even better. I love you, gentlemen. I will talk to you next week. Happy New Year, everybody. Go Birds. Bologna Sopranos over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
I love that Tommy wants to make sure the Delicatessen Detective is sort of PG rated and that the bad guys are never violent.
No.
They are just throwing olive oil all over the place.
flipping and flopping.
Yeah. I think you said 80% of the episode is the delicatessen detective slipping around in olive oil. Olive oil.
Yeah, you sure it wasn't at a Diddy party?
It could have been. We should have asked him if he was wearing white. Well, Jack, I can only imagine that, the top five at five on this day will be some sort of highlight of 2025, right? What is coming up?
Superlatives for 2025.
What?
Superlatives.
Is that the right word?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what it is.
Like, consistent in this is a drop of the year.
Okay.
Guest of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I got those.
Okay.
Why can't you just say that?
Well, because I know what they're called. The whole thing's like superlative, right?
I don't know if that's the correct use of superlative. You don't it think might
so? Be. You start taking that brain juice, and there you go. You're stepping outside your boundaries.
Yeah,
man.
I wasn't sure. But I think it's superlative.
I'm not sure either.
Well, I guess so. A superlative describes something as being the highest or lowest degree of quality.
No. So it's like different categories of the show in 2025.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
That's what happens. Start using some big words.
Yep.
Get in trouble.
Yeah. Said it so confidently.
Yeah. I did.
The brain juice is not a dictionary, clearly.
No. Yeah. Not aimed to make you smarter, just aimed to make you more locked in.
Sharper. Yeah.
Yes.
Sharper. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494 as we head into the final hour of the WIP Afternoon Show for 2025. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay. Then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.